gift wrapped. 10 years of marriage. 10 years of material comfort. 10 years of psychological security. What do they all add up to? 10 years of lessening libido. Welcome to the state of marriage in the 21st century. At least the state of my marriage. Gone are the lust-blurred nights and early morning romps. Gone, too, weekends when we lived under the covers of our double bed, surfacing only for food or drink. Now we have a king-size bed, but good-natured affection has replaced naked lust. Instead of heat, we have something called warmth. I still have memories of the animal scent that sticks to your body and clings to your hair, even after you shower. But those memories are dimming, and I fear someday they will disappear altogether. The last time I had sex with Gary was on my birthday, and that was over 3 months ago. Gary dresses well, smells good, and walks to the law firm every day to keep in shape. He's definitely still attractive to me, but Gary hasn't had time to breathe since he got on the partner track. He's not unaware of our dismal sex life, but only last night did he finally address the issue. He said for his birthday, tomorrow, he wanted me to surprise him. It could be whatever I wanted, but he wanted the gift to be sexual in nature. Whatever I wanted. Those three words have been echoing in my head all day long. Tonight, Gary is going to get the birthday surprise of his life. Tonight, I'm going for broke. Today I was teaching school, but tonight's lesson is adult rated. I'm going to recreate a scene for Gary that I saw in a Japanese bondage magazine when I was 18, a scene that has been the source of my favorite fantasy for so many years. Only one person in my life knows about the secret fantasy, my best friend, Melissa. I've known Melissa for years. We grew up together, and now we teach at the same elementary school. And the reason Melissa knows about this fantasy is because she was the one who showed me the magazine in the first place. To accomplish my fantasy tonight, I need her help. When I told Melissa on the phone what I wanted her to do, she laughed at first, but then she said she wouldn't miss it for the world. I'm sitting here, stripped naked, on a stiff back chair in the living room. Enter Melissa. "Gary is going to be so shocked after I get you ready," she says. "Yeah, that's the goal," I reply. "At least one goal. Nothing less than a sexual earthquake is going to save my sex life." Melissa is staring at my breasts, which are fairly full. Okay, they're big. "Hope I've got enough gauze to cover up those puppies," she jokes. In keeping with the picture I saw in the Japanese bondage magazine, I've asked Melissa to wrap my body, leaving certain strategic areas exposed. Slowly, Melissa begins, starting with my feet. She winds the white gauze up each leg, stopping at the top of my thighs, so it appears I'm wearing white thigh-high stockings. Then, leaving my sex exposed, Melissa continues wrapping the gauze, starting above my pubic bone and spiraling around my abdomen and up my waist, until she reaches the area beneath my breast. Playfully, she pinches my pink nipples, and I scold her. I'm straight, and Melissa knows it. But to coax her into helping me, I had to make one concession. I promised she could watch, as long as Gary didn't object. I'm getting a little nervous about that, but, you know, it's also kind of exciting, too. Continuing the wrapping, she binds the area above my breasts, leaving the nipples exposed. Then slowly she wraps each of my arms. My mouth and throat she leaves bare, but my brown eyes she covers with gauze 3 times, wrapping the thick material tight around my short black hair. The world plunges into darkness. Only my sense of touch, smell, and hearing remain, but Melissa's work is not yet over. Firmly she binds my arms and legs to the chair. Now I am powerless to move. While we wait for Gary, Melissa describes the scene to me. I'm definitely getting aroused. A moment later, I hear the front door open, and then I hear Gary's recognizable tread on the parquet floor of the hallway. He calls out my name. "I'm waiting in the living room," I call out. Closer and closer, Gary strides down the hallway, and then I hear a hoarse whisper of a surprise as he enters the living room. My God. I wrapped her all myself. Melissa announces proudly. What do you think? Gary is speechless, but I hear his footsteps coming closer. So, can I watch? Melissa asks. Huh? Whatever, Gary mumbles. The very next moment, Gary's mouth fastens on my left nipple, sucking and biting it. I squirm, partly from the unexpected sensation, partly from the fact that I know Melissa is still in the room watching. The next thing I know, Gary's mouth has transferred to the other nipple, and his hand is searching for the warmth between my legs. The decision not to bind my mouth or throat was a good one. I suck in huge gulps of air as I feel Gary's hand massaging my wet, aching lips. In a whisper, I ask Gary if he is pleased with his birthday gift, and he kisses me full on the mouth. That's your answer, baby, he replies. He continues kissing me in a long, languid kiss, his lips soft against mine, his tongue slipping gently into my mouth. I suck on his tongue. Just a suggestion of what this mouth can do, I say, breaking away. His fingers drop down to explore me further, and my breathing comes short and sharp. From a corner of the room, I hear a soft moan from Melissa. I know she's touching herself as she watches. I can imagine her hand under her skirt, touching and teasing herself. Melissa gets louder as Gary slips his fingers into my mouth. Next, I hear Gary's zipper. My mouth waters at the sound. Gary whispers for me to open my mouth, and I open it wide for him. He slides his fabulous cock inside my mouth. I suck happily. He starts moving in and out of my mouth. At the same time, his hand drops down between my legs again. His index finger begins playing with my clit. From the corner, I hear Melissa's moans again. I can hear her breath ratcheting faster. I know she's working her fingers furiously inside her panties. Gary whispers in my ear that he's watching Melissa touch herself, and it's getting him harder. He moves faster inside my mouth now, and I taste the first drops of his cum. Knowing that my best friend is watching my husband have his way with me just gets me hotter. Melissa's moans crescendo, and I can tell she's about to climax. When Gary touches me again, I shudder deep inside. I can't scream or moan because I have Gary inside my mouth. Now Melissa begins to moan higher and higher, and I know she's coming. Gary works his finger expertly, and I can't control myself any longer. My moan is muffled as my body vibrates with powerful orgasm. My body is shaking the chair as spasm after spasm of delight shoots through me. I rest for a moment, but Gary's movements in my mouth are quickening. At the same time, his fingers are rubbing me faster, and I can feel the tension building again. Then, without warning, another wave of satisfaction racks my body. With one final push, Gary comes. He sighs and moans as I swallow every last bit. I hear Melissa's echoing footsteps as she leaves the room.